As people of my generation say, back in the day, real tough, hard-nosed football players came from two states, Ohio and Pennsylvania. More specifically, from western Pennsylvania. The Ditkas, the Montanas, the Namaths, all from those states. But last week, according to an ESPN.com story, it appears the Rust Belt has been replaced by the Sun Belt. The report stated that over the last 50 years, the percentage of players from the states of California, Florida, and Texas on top 20 college programs has more than doubled. And that should come as no surprise to anyone who follows the game. Want a quarterback? Go shopping in the Golden State. Speed? The Sunshine State. A combination of both with a little size thrown in, the Lone Star State. After all, everything's bigger in Texas. High school football in Texas is in many cases as big an institution as college football. The Friday Night Lights culture features games that routinely draw tens of thousands of fans, in some cases more than college games. Who wouldn't want to play on a stage like that? And what better preparation for college ball than playing before those kinds of crowds? So why in the last 50 years have all the high school football players moved from Ohio and PA and everywhere else in the North to California, Texas, and FLA? Well, part of it is because they have literally moved to California, Texas, and FLA. The American population has migrated south and west, and those three states have been among the biggest beneficiaries. Plus, with warmer weather comes more chances to be outdoors. And last time I checked, football is an outdoor game. There has also been the keeping up with the Joneses syndrome. As certain schools started to hit California, Texas, and Florida for recruits, and as those programs started to have success, the other schools have followed. Those that did not have suffered at their own peril. And it's not just the big boys who have found their way south. Even Wake Forest makes its living in Florida. In fact, the Deacons had more players on their roster this past season from Florida than they did from North Carolina. Now, part of that comes because the state schools that Wake competes with, North Carolina, NC State, and East Carolina, get the cream of the in-state recruits. But I wonder how long this trend will continue, or if it will. An educated guess says yes, at least for a while. But will there be any other states that become the California, Texas, and Florida of the next half century? One state to look at is Georgia. Of the top 100 ranked high school recruits on ESPN.com this year, 10 hailed from the Peach State. And one might also guess that with the national championships the University of Alabama has been piling up, that more youngsters in the heart of Dixie will be growing up playing football, and by the time they reach high school, they'll become an increased target of college recruiters. It's an interesting look at sports and geography and the changes we've seen over the last 50 years and may see in the next 50. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.